teen organizer of PA school walkout over trans bathrooms, "We wanted to protect girls." By Alana Mastrangelo on September 20, 2023. Hundreds of Pennsylvania high school students staged a walkout after their school district said transgender students may use any restroom they want. Students from Pennsylvania's Perkiomen Valley District protested the school board's decision not to adopt a policy that would require students to use the restroom that corresponds to their biological sex, according to a report by Fox News. Wow. Pennsylvania students stage a walkout to protest the bathroom policies which allow males in female restrooms. pic.twitter.com/1goes74oas. Libs of TikTok, at libsoftiktik, September 20, 2023. The policy was proposed by local father Tim Jagger, who said that his daughter had become too upset and emotionally disturbed to walk into school restrooms after allegedly having seen a biological male in a woman's restroom on campus. After the board voted against the policy, hundreds of students in the Perkiomen Valley School District walked out of class on Friday. "Kids were upset. Girls, we wanted to protect them. They were upset. They didn't want men in their bathroom," Perkiomen Valley student John Ott, who organized the walkout, told Fox News. Ott's mother, Stephanie, added that the school district is trying to protect only transgender students and is not looking at the whole picture. "The safety of females is so important, and these students that stood out, that walked out, they are to be commended," she said. "They have courage, and they exercise their First Amendment rights. This is about protecting our children, and our privacy, and boys and girls. It's simple biology," Stephanie added. "Males and females should not be sharing bathrooms." Victoria Rudolph, another Perkiomen Valley student, told the outlet, "There needs to be some changes. It's just uncomfortable seeing 19-year-old men or 18-year-old men in the bathroom. It makes me feel as if me and my sister and the rest of us students' rights are now compromised and not a priority to this school whatsoever," Brandon Emery, a third Perkiomen Valley student, told Fox News. Emery's mother, Melanie Marin, added that, "It's important that they hear the kids' voices. They are making these policies without taking into consideration how they affect the students, and how uncomfortable it is just to be a teenager in general, but now have to be faced with the invasion of their privacy in those areas where they should feel safe and private," she added. Meanwhile, Superintendent Barbara Russell is defending the board's decision, claiming that gender identification is a protected class. Perkiomen Valley School Board's president told Fox News, "Although I voted differently than the majority of the board, as board president, I respect the outcome of the vote and those who voted against expediting the policy. I also appreciate our student body, those who came to our previous board meeting to vote, and the 300-plus students who used their First Amendment right to voice their opinion in favor of the policy during their protest on Friday," the school board president added. "This is not the first time students have stood up against the LGBTQ agenda at school." As Breitbart News reported in June, middle schoolers rebelled against Pride Month indoctrination, tearing down Pride banners and chanting, "USA are my pronouns." The incident caused adults in a Burlington, Massachusetts, community to call for action in response to the children's protest. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.